Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
This hour's cash code on the Jeff Calkins Show is C-S-E-A, C, as in the body of water. Text C-S-E-A to 72881. Another code word is coming up at 10 a.m. right here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app and use the rewind feature. One last time, text C. S-E-A to 72881.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing.
I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, we're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up because you know where. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
morning, everybody,
and happy Wednesday.
Jeffrey, tonight on the tube.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't have the elaborate television array that you have,
you didn't have the command center.
17 television. How many screens right now do you have?
Currently, we're operating with four.
Four screens.
Three okay. lives, one
should
stream.
Be able to handle tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question.
We have an option for a fifth, obviously.
Would you watch? What's the timing of the tips here? Do you know?
I was about to actually look that up. I think the
look
Tulsa game's late. I think it's eight.
It's at eight. I don't think you're going to have to choose.
Yeah, because obviously.
You will have to choose because the Celtics game will go on longer.
Right, but
there will be
but
overlap.
They get the hour start, head start, too, because of East Coast time.
Right, they get the hour-long head start, but it's so. If that's a 7 o'clock Eastern, so that's 6?
6. So
basically
I'm,
done.
Correct.
By the time you will not have to choose.
Which
you'll have to choose from the thrilling conclusion as the Grizzlies walk off with the victory against the Celtics.
So it's a little more difficult. 6:30 start for the Boston game. And then let's see for the Tigers.
It's 8, I think, isn't it?
I think it's 8 because I remember talking with Giannotto about it because we both agreed that last week's Thursday night 6 o'clock start was just absolute heaven.
I don't mind a 6 o'clock start.
No, it was perfect because you got to be done at 8. You got to decompress.
Well,
you got to,
I mean, we have to write
for sure.
We actually have to work, but yes, even there,
it is an 8 o'clock start tonight.
So 6:30
on ESPNU,
you can watch the first half of the Grizzlies and Celtics. And you can watch the Memphis-Tulsa game. But then, okay, let me complicate it for you. Zion is going to be on TV mm-hmm. tonight. What time's that tip?
That will be, let's see, because that's the ESPN feature game. I want to say that one's at 8:30, but let me double check.
And so the question is, and then, of course, you also have impeachment.
For sure. Fortunately, so, now that one's easier to just.
Well, we sort of know the result of that one.
Yeah.
You know, that one's
predetermined.
I mean, it's we don't know how it's going to turn out in terms of the line. But so of the three big sporting events.
Yes, I was correct. 8:30 for Zion.
Okay, so there's no overlap between the Celtics, basically, and the right. whatever. You can, if you want to just immerse yourself in the NBA, mm-hmm. you could. How are you gonna proceed with this? And what games of those three?
Yeah,
I won't ask which will you watch because you can A, watch all of them because you have the command center.
No, but I understand.
And then B, they're also timed differently. So I won't even ask you which will you watch because we're going to watch them all. I'm going to ask you which intrigues you. Which of those intrigue you the most?
I think you have to say Zion debuts the most intriguing because we haven't seen it this year. We know what he looked like in preseason, but you know what I mean?
It depends on the category that I give you. If I give you most intriguing, that's clearly Zion.
Right? I think it has to be.
And then in the next most intriguing, I don't even know how that would apply. I'm intrigued by how the Grizzlies are going to take this. I would say high level of play, except for the last couple. I actually haven't been. How they're going to take the new iteration of the Grizzlies on the road to a team like Boston? I'm intrigued what that is going to look like.
I mean,
like.
They just played their last six at home. It's been a while.
Probably more than I'm quote unquote intrigued by Memphis versus Tulsa. But if you ask me if I could right now lock in the result, oh gosh, I'd still, if I could, I don't know, if I could lock in the result of one, no. If I could lock in right now, if I could have the result, if I could preordain this was going to happen in a game, I would lock in the Grizzlies winning because I'm going to assume that the Tigers can take care of it themselves. How about that, right? I'll take my chances on the Tigers game.
All right.
I'll lock in the Grizzlies winning. And then, obviously, I would prefer that.
See, I think this is complicated. With the Pelicans and the Spurs?
Right, that's the thing. I don't have a preference. You prefer that you want them both to lose. And they can't.
Right.
Either way is fine. Probably Spurs lose is better.
I think
the Spurs are the bigger threat. A, because they're right there right now. And B, because Zion could, with all due respect, like I'm not hoping for this, but Zion could get hurt. Like I think the Spurs, evidence suggests they're going to be good.
It does. I will say this, though. Does the 538 story from yesterday that showed the Pelicans have a 61% chance of making the playoffs strictly based on the fact that their remaining strength of schedule is
right.
the second easiest. And the fact that does that change anything?
I don't know. I read 538 before the election.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't spot on that one.
In fairness, though, you could have gone to just about any projection.
They kind of missed on that one. It doesn't matter who wins that game. I'm not going to be invested in who wins
right.
that game. I will be invested in watching that game. The most important game, if the sports gods told me that the Memphis team was going to lose one of those games and I had to pick which one would lose one of those games, a Memphis team will definitely lose tonight. The
okay.
sports gods are telling you that, okay?
Right.
And you just have to say, okay, well then I'll make it. I would pick the Grizzlies to lose just because the Tigers are – it's a bigger year for them.
And
the
well,
games
Tulsa's
mean more.
Like, I was going to say, that's the
games
biggest
mean
deal.
More.
The biggest deal is –
it just means more.
Yeah.
So the result matters most in the Tulsa game. The level of intrigue is highest for Zion. But it is for a – listen, it's our – we are in our post – football, post NFL football blues here a little bit. Not post, but I mean, come on, man. All we got's the big party left. It's not the same. Super Bowl's not even a football weekend.
You and I are football guys. We
it's not a football week.
I love it.
I love the Super Bowl.
Right.
I do love the Super Bowl, and I love watching the Super Bowl at home. Fabulous.
Right, but it's also when the rest of like when non-football appreciating fans come and invade our territory. There's an element.
Even me though, like I really do like the Super Bowl as much for the commercials as anything else. Like, I love the commercials. I love the whole thing. I love the halftime show. I love the Twitter back and forth.
Yes.
I love the, like, all of that. It's just not a pure football experience for me. I will say, and I touched on this the other day, I'm thrilled at the prospect of a Super Bowl that can't be ruined by a bad team I hate winning.
Like, I think that's fair.
I'm not going to fit. Whatever happens in the Super Bowl, I'm cool with it. Like, whatever happens, I'm totally fine with it. Whereas when the Patriots came back and beat Atlanta, that was devastating.
You ruined a franchise.
No, it ruined me. Ruined.
And a franchise.
And that was absolutely – I mean, I don't care about the Falcons one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But I do care about the
– I guess Steve Sarkisian also had a role in that later.
But now I can't have that day ruined. That'll be a perfectly fun day. Anyway, tonight will be a perfectly fun night because the Grizzlies are back in action, the Tigers are back in action, and Zion is back in action. Today on the show, by the way, Jonah Jordan is going to join us in the next segment. Chris Harrington.
John Martin.
I'm sorry, did I say Jonah Jordan? John Martin is going to join us in the next segment. And Chris Harrington at Straight Up. 10 o'clock. There is a piece at the Daily Memphian on Ja Morant. Now, the good news is Chris Harrington wrote it. The further good news is it's about Ja Morant. The further good news is it's a piece of likes. He sat down and he talked to Elliot and Brevin about Ja and two point guards about what makes Ja Ja and like everything Chris writes but particularly the like these two, the one that he wrote on Jaren last week and now this one on Ja, just tremendous stuff. So the bad news is that it's for subscribers, and but the good news is that if you subscribe to the Daily Memphian, I think the price has gone up. I think it's $10 a month. I should know that, but I think it's $10 a month. I would pay $10 a month just to read Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies. I'll leave myself out of it. Drew Hill. I'd pay $10 a month just to read Drew Hill on the Memphis Tigers. And it is a nonprofit. It is a 501c3 nonprofit that, let's be honest, was started up in this city because of what has happened to journalism in America, as all the advertisements have gone away and all the papers that have to make money have struggled. We have built something over the Daily Memphian that hopefully can be an example and sustain itself for a long time in this city and also be a model for the rest of the country as to how to do journalism. So this would just be a good time to go subscribe because you get to read Chris Harrington on Ja Morant. Anyway, he's going to join us at 10 o'clock. And then I may get into a little personal news after that at 10:25 or so. It was kind of a rough night here in the Calkins family. So anyway, also a rough night, Kansas KU. Let's switch gears. How did you discover the melee? What was your night like with the melee?
So, at first, I was watching the Kansas State Kansas game. TV 3 action, and that got quickly moved. And I think I saw it on the cut in. I think they cut into it from the Georgia Kentucky game. I think they cut in, and I was like, "This is weird. Why are they showing highlights in the middle?" Like it was like a. It was a strange time to cut into a game that had been decided for a while. And then, wow, in all of its glory, I see the melee, and I'm like, I've quickly flip back over to ESPN2. I guess what the really reason they promoted it was, hey, let's go see. We're covering this on ESPN2.
Amazingly, like once again, like it was a catastrophe. It was embarrassment. It was all of those things. It was also, let's be honest,
amazing entertainment.
Everyone wanted to watch it.
I could not get it up.
Like everyone
was, you were looking for new angles on Twitter. Like
the angles were spectacular. And if you break down, there are still shots out there of the fight. And
the Getty images is tremendous.
Break down exactly the face of every person who's watching the fight. The truth of the matter is that America.
That poor woman that's got knocked over.
No.
Like,
this is a woman who's been knocked over. Yes. She's holding her hand up
she
in
looks
horror
so horrified.
As if she's going to be. And she's been turned into an internet meme through no fault of her own.
She was just minding her business watching the game.
She was just minding her own business watching the game. So, and then if it hadn't been on TV, we just hear, like, this is literally, this became what it became just because of TV and because. For all the horror, everyone in America loved that fight. Like, they didn't love it, but they loved looking at it. No one was hurt. There was no harm, no foul. Like, I'm horrified by it, too, in a sense. Like, there will be and should be stiff suspensions. But there's so many things to talk about with respect to that fight. Here you go. Ready? I have some questions for you. Who do you blame?
I think, in the end, you have to blame the Kansas State kid that went and stole the ball.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's 6 seconds left. Like,
he shouldn't do that.
Right.
Like, what's the point? Come on, man.
If
seriously.
That does, I'm a big. If this doesn't,
you blame
occur,
him more than just like we can apportion. We can have different.
Right, but if you're saying I can only take away one event, if I can only
obviously, if you could take away the one thing, then nothing would have happened. The game would have just ended.
Right.
But
D'Souza,
how much? But listen. Okay. Blaming the kid for stealing the ball, clearly unnecessary. Totally unnecessary.
Yes.
Right?
The reaction was also.
Now, D'Souza with the block, that was fine.
Yes.
If you've been embarrassed, strip the ball.
Sure.
Oh, screw you. I'm going to block this shot. Right? I'm not going to let this.
If you're going to be a half-speed hero, I'll better half-speed hero you.
I think I primarily blame D'Souza for standing over him.
Yeah.
That's what triggered the fight. Now, you could blame. I don't know who the first person was to come at D'Souza for standing over him. Like, it doesn't have to, even at that point, it doesn't have to escalate into a melee.
Yes, right? I agree with you.
But it does at that point. So you're going K-State, I'm going D'Souza. I'm my main person to blame.
Yeah, I'm still sticking with it. My thing is, though, there had to be something that was said during the game. There's no way that one play in and of itself should not have elicited the response that it did. There had to have been K-State guys making FBI jokes all game. Like, there had to be like that type of stuff.
John Higgins was the official, so that could have something to do with it. Not known as the best in the business. Okay, so there was that part. Okay, now we've gone over. Blame. Secondly, what should the punishments be? What will the punishments be?
I would need to look. Did any of the curb stomps, did they connect? Did you?
I don't know.
See,
by the way, let's be clear. It was a, it was not a chair that D'Souza.
It was a stool.
Let's be precise with our language. He was not swinging a chair. He was swinging a stool. If you look at if you slow it down as much as I have and look at the analyses of it, it was very clearly a stool. So I don't know if the stompings, I think the kickings, I think there was some kicking that did in fact connect.
I'll say this, when you can tell when a stomp or a kick misses, I did not sense that those were, you know, when you're watching it, It looked like it connected, at least when you're watching it on television.
Okay, I ask you again, what are you giving D'Souza? That's the main one, because he's the one who picks up the stool. D'Souza, who by the way, D'Souza was suspended by the NCAA, should not have been out there.
He was ruled ineligible.
He was ruled ineligible.
Thank you.
They then appealed,
mm-hmm.
and shockingly, mm-hmm. was reinstated.
What?
And so he was playing. He was there to swing the stool because of this. So anyway, he didn't connect with the stool. He just picked up a stool. He just picked up a stool and looked like he was about to swing it, and then people interceded.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the only reason why he didn't connect with the stool was didn't someone rip it out of his hands pretty quickly?
Yes, there was some people definitely reaching.
If we're talking about who's the villain in the story, the hero of the story, at least from the Kansas perspective, is the guy that ripped the stool out of his hands, because I do think D'Souza was about to use that.
I think he was okay, but he didn't use it.
Correct. And so, therefore, every fairy tale needs a hero, and I think it was the coach or the manager that ripped it out of his hands.
Of course, all of this, by the way, and then Memphis fans are out there thinking, yeah, I can't believe Kansas like that. And meanwhile, one of the great moments in Memphis history is Fred Horton swinging a chair in the Louisville rivalry.
Yep.
It is literally one of the storied moments in Memphis Tigers history, is Fred Horton swinging a chair. And we glory in that. So let's not have a double standard here.
Exactly.
If we're going to celebrate Fred Horton for swinging a chair. So, D'Souza, you want to give him the James Wiseman, which is 12 games? You want to give him 5 games? You want him never play again? Where are you on D'Souza?
So I'm not good on what does a fight suspension merit.
That's what I'm asking you to be good on. You have to.
My instant reaction was that should be something you miss 5 games for.
At least.
If you told me you should miss a month, so therefore, let's call it, you play 2 games a week, you miss 8 games, I'm fine with that. If they want to say you miss a month.
What if someone said, boom, done?
I think that's a little extreme, but also I'm not going to be the guy in the room that goes, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a severe punishment, but sometimes severe punishments are called for.
You can't pick up a chair.
Exactly.
I don't know. Did Fred Horton, does anyone know the answer to this? 535-3776, 535-3776. Only if you witnessed Fred Horton swinging the chair personally, or you know if he was suspended after the chair swinging incident. This is a piece of Memphis history that I was not here for. But it was definitely Fred Horton swinging a chair against Louisville.
Hang on. I'm going to call my dad. He was there.
He was actually there.
Yeah.
All right. So are you going to put him on, or are you going to?
Yeah, I'm going to put my dad on.
Okay. We'll have him put him on. So anyway, in terms of the chair, I think minimum 5 games. I think 10 games. And just for symmetry, I'd give him what I like to call the James Wiseman, 12 games. I'd give him the James Wiseman 12 games. And call it a day with D'Souza. So, okay. Now we have Jeffrey's dad on. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
So do you remember what year this was? Were you were there for the chair swinging incident?
Yeah, my brother used to have season tickets to the Tiger games. And I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was against Cincinnati.
No, it was against Louisville. It was definitely against Louisville.
Okay, yeah, Louisville. And
this is, I gotta say, your memory is now being called into question. But go ahead.
I got that. There was another fight against Cincinnati, though, too, later on, earlier on. There was a pretty good brawl there.
Was it at the Coliseum?
Yes.
It was at the Coliseum. And do you recall how old were you at the time?
Well, if this is 68, maybe, is this correct? You got me quick on this.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey. Before you could prepare, grabbed you.
So I can Google it up, right?
Now you're Googling like the rest of us.
No, I'm at home getting ready to go to work. But 68, and as I recall, he was whirling around. You know, I was probably 11 or 12 at the time.
So you were a kid.
Yeah.
So what do we do with the fact that we get with D'Souza for life, and yet one of the most celebrated moments in Memphis history was Fred Horton swinging a chair? Like, what are we going to do with that?
Of the moment, I think everybody will. I didn't see too many things land. I saw a lot of haymakers, but I didn't see a lot of punches that landed. And I don't think on the stall there, I couldn't tell. And Kim didn't swing the stool. I don't think he did. I think he was getting ready to.
He did not. He did not swing the stool. He was just wielding the stool. All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your willingness, and I appreciate, by the way, your your son. Good work there. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a lot. And listen, I'm talking to my brother, too. He's got a really good – he definitely does. So I'll give Jeffrey a little insight on that.
All right, we'll figure it out. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. That was Jeffrey's dad. Do we have – Beale Street Bob has some more information on the Fred Horton chair swinging. Beale Street Bob, you're on.
Yeah, that game was in Louisville.
It was in Louisville.
And when Fred Horton picked up the chair, Wayne Yates, the coach, caught the brunt of the attack.
Really?
And received a cut, I believe, over one of his eyes that looked like it probably required stitches.
Had a melee broken out? Why did he pick up the chair?
He had been wronged by officials, is my recollection. You got to remember, I'm 79, so it's growing down, but I do remember it.
Was it on TV?
Yes.
It was on TV.
You know,
Fred Horton's around. He, of course, longtime high school coach. We should have thought of this in advance.
He may not want to talk about it because it was probably a dark period for him, but he's got his act together and made a great, nice high school coach.
Jason Smith chiming in. March 6th, 1971 at Freedom Hall. It was March 6th, 1971 at Freedom Hall, the great chair swinging incident. Thank you. I appreciate it, Beale Street Bob.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to join us. So none of you were there. Jeffrey's father was not there.
I think the problem is when you have red and black, it all runs together.
That's
when you're
exactly
11.
Right.
Michael Sutton has some more that he can add to this.
Al Vilcek, Jason Smith knows everything about this. He's texting me. Al Vilcek sucker punched Fred. Who are we talking to now? Who we got?
We've got Michael on line one.
Michael, you're on. Michael, what?
Okay, so I was at the game where Vilcek, the teams ran off the court at the Coliseum in the same direction.
Was it at the Coliseum or was it Freedom Hall?
No. Year before, the game before.
Okay.
The game before, the Tiger bench was at the east end of the Coliseum, visitors at the west, but everybody ran through the same area. It was a narrow area between the students' section and the season ticket holders, and Vilcek clobbered Horton and ran to the locker room. Just kept running. Came up behind him, hit him, and then the next game, I think it was Mahorn or something like that.
The sucker punch took place a year before. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sucker punch year before.
Okay.
And then game at Louisville the next year, they were getting under his skin. I don't know what they were saying, what they were doing, but they intentionally were getting under his skin all game long. Little jabs and little words. And anyway, but that was when he grabbed the chair. But it was started by the Vilcek guy at Louisville the year before.
I got it. Thank you for the insight.
I was at the Coliseum for that one.
That's why your dad, Jeff, thank you very much. That's why your dad thought it was at the Coliseum, because this is basically a continuation, like any great rivalry did. Al Vilcek sucker punched Fred the year before.
Jeff, it's Royal Rumble week.
It's Royal Rumble week.
Knows that the best matches, the best feuds, they all have multiple moments.
Chapters.
Exactly.
Right. So, but it doesn't surprise me, by the way, the Louisville guy started it. Like, now, it
would have. Sounds about right.
And so then another texter here says that watched it on TV at Louisville Freedom Hall. Horton and Louisville's Al Vilcek had basically been trading blows all game. Finally boiled over after Vilcek and another UL player named Lahan. That's the guy he said Mahorn. That's him. That dude. Hit Fred, and no foul was called. So Fred, purely in a matter of self-defense, totally unlike this D'Souza incident where he was the aggressor, he was just defending himself with a chair.
If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
If you don't stand for something, you fall for nothing. So there you go. Okay, so we have that. So Fred's getting off, but I would say, how many games does Kansas have left? Like, how many games would you have left? A bunch? Yeah, a bunch, right?
I would think you'd be somewhere in the range of at least, so we still have another week and a half of January through February. I would bet they have at least 12 games.
Is, we could give them the James Wiseman, right?
The 12 game?
Yeah. I'd give them the 12 game.
Well, I mean, come on, there was no impermissible benefits.
okay. So other things to consider about this. Game day is supposed to be there Saturday. And I think they're still going. If they announced that they're not going, they said, well, it was, last I heard, they were saying it was, well, scheduled a long time ago. How can you go?
Correct. Guess who they're playing?
They're playing Tennessee. That's the next thing I was going to get to. They're playing Tennessee. This could be good for the for the Tigers. Why do I keep saying that? This could be good for the Tigers, right?
You got Jaw on your mind.
Strength of schedule. I do. Everybody has Jaw on their mind. So it could be good for the, like, sure, Kansas isn't going to suit anybody up.
They have 13 games, including Saturdays.
That's fine.
So give them the Wiseman.
Give them the Wiseman. Give them the Wiseman.
Anytime you get suspended 12 games there now, it's the Wiseman.
So if game day is going to be there, now, in a way, you can argue this is the perfect place for game day. Like, from a TV perspective, why wouldn't they want to be there, right?
For sure.
Honestly, it is the one thing.
If it weren't college athletics.
This is the one thing from college basketball this year, besides James Wiseman, that has punched through. And the fact that people seem dimly aware that no one can win. No good teams can stay good.
Right.
Beyond that, what has actually punctured the national sports consciousness? Nothing.
This.
And so if I am the producer of game day, I want to be there.
I agree. The problem is knowing the way college
is supposed to be a celebration.
But not only that, like in college sports, like no one's going to really talk about this honestly.
Well, they have to talk. Yes, they will. They'll talk about this honestly. They won't talk about corruption honestly. A fight they can talk about honestly because they can blame the players and whatever else, right? And they'll talk about this.
Student athletes, Jeff.
They can blame the student athletes. Okay. So game day, are we gonna criticize ESPN for being there for game day?
I'm not going to criticize them.
No. Okay. How about this then?
It wouldn't surprise me that becomes a studio show.
One question on with the Kansas suspensions, and I think this is something that I have not heard people talk about, but I think we should zero in on. With or without pay?
That's a fair question. I think the best joke that was made last night, though, is the good news is they'll get down to the bottom of what caused this, everything that happened, because the FBI is already
you
hearing.
You just glossed
right there
over the with or without pay joke.
Yes.
You just moved
no, I'm saying
on
the
to
FBI
the next
is right
joke.
There in Lawrence. They'll get down to the bottom of this.
Anyway. Okay. Next thing I want to discuss.
It'd be without pay, or no, with pay, because with all that's pay. Under the table.
It would be with pay. That's absolutely right. It would be with pay. And then bringing the team back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fran Fraschilla, of course, this happened with 1 second left. They brought the team back. Fran Fraschilla said it's because of gambling. There was no reason to bring the team back. Why do you have to further inflame, do anything, right? And he said it's for gambling. And then, of course, people say, what do you mean it's for gambling? The line was 16.5. Kansas had already covered. They had already the over. But then other people said, and I don't know this. You tell me about this one way or another, that the second half line was 5.5, I don't whatever. Or if you, a teaser with Kansas, like there's still.
There was definitely things that it would have affected.
Okay, why did they bring it back? Just to have it be official and in the books?
I think that would be the.
I don't think it was, quote unquote, because of
gambling. I don't think it was strictly for gambling's sake because.
Just to have an official game.
I think it's when's the last time a game didn't finish without 40 minutes completed?
Right. Was there any risk that it was going to boil over into further?
I think with it just being free throws and whatnot.
I think probably not. I think there's no real risk.
I guess theoretically there could have been a small amount of risk.
Players had already been sent to the locker room.
Right. Fight
to the locker room. I don't actually have any much problem with them finishing the game. It is this way you have the game complete. And I actually don't think they were thinking.
I think
we have to take care of the gamblers here.
I think it was the classic situation of a game has to be official. Unless there's some type of like catastrophe, there has to be like that doesn't fall in lines of, you know, endangering those in attendance and whatnot.
All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. We will talk to John Martin on the other side. After that, Chris Harrington. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 93.9 FM ESPN.
The new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza from Papa John's has extra cheese on another 3-cheese blend, on Alfredo sauce, on garlic parmesan crust, which is now on your mind and on its way to being your new favorite thing. On account of all that cheese and Alfredo that you heard about on the radio. Get a new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza with garlic parmesan crust for just $10. better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
So keto, paleo, raw food, slow carb, no carb, yes carb, and I think there's also a cleanse. We're going to try them all.
Wow.
Yep, we're going all fresh this new year.
So you're at the store getting fresh groceries every day then?
Actually, no. With Walmart, you can get fresh groceries delivered same day. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Are you allowed to even have lemons?
I honestly don't know.
Use code DELIVERY to get free deliveries on groceries. Walmart. Save money, live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires March 31st, 2020. Offer available in select areas.
You've got a car to sell. So you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or, honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Straight Cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the Cash Code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the Cash Code. It's Straight Cash with new money in the new year. All month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
More money, more money.
Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Great cash, homie.
92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
You can't tell me nothing.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You can't tell me.
Triumph Bank is my bank. Triumph Bank should be your bank. One of my great innovations in 2019 was realizing that a bank could be a bank. Like in It's a Wonderful Life, like a real bank that does things for you. Service. People. Real people who talk to you. You know their names. There's a bank that was started in 2006 here in Memphis because, let's be honest, all these other banks get swallowed up. They change names. Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank. It is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you. John Martin joins me now. He is the half of Jason and John. They're on from 11 until 2 every single day. John, what'd you think of the fight yesterday?
We
enjoyed it.
I did.
I wanted to rip the cover all off of this. Oh, no, it's a fight.
Yeah.
We all were like, playing it over and over again, every angle. Which, do you watch more replays of Ja's behind the back in the air dish to Jaren Jackson Jr., or more replays of the fight?
Ja. I mean, there's not much I watch more than that.
The replays of Ja, right.
But no, I mean, it was great, lad. I mean, it's just a random Tuesday night.
We disapprove.
I guess.
We don't condone.
We don't condone.
Officially.
Okay. When you're breaking down the video, you gotta say, the person who acted most admirably in this entire deal, it's like the key is to, what is it, to keep your head when all around you are losing theirs or something like that, right? Yeah. It was the Jayhawk.
Yeah.
The Jayhawk, the person in the Jayhawk uniform, hell is breaking out. Stools are being swung.
That's right.
Fists are being thrown. Punches are being thrown. It would be weird to throw a fist.
Yeah.
Punches are being thrown, and the Jayhawk has the good presence of mind to put his hands over his eyes. That was brilliant.
It was hilarious.
I want that person piloting. If I ever get like a pilot, the plane that's in trouble, I want that person in the cockpit.
Right. Whoever that student is, they can be paid, so they deserve a raise.
They can be paid.
That student deserves a raise.
That student deserves a raise.
So, but no, I mean, it was a random Tuesday night in college basketball. Nobody gives a damn about this game. It's a blowout. And now it's the story of the day, and it's fantastic. I mean, it's like old school, Fred Horton throwing
it's
a
Fred
chair.
Fred Horton, baby.
I mean, I love it. I appreciate it, and I'm glad nobody got hurt.
Well,
or
we can say that because nobody got hurt.
Yeah, like if somebody like broke their orbital bone or like was on life support today,
exactly,
like but that was just like a harmless fight, a harmless kerfuffle.
It turned out to be. It was not a kerfuffle. That was much bigger. That was more of a brawl than a kerfuffle.
Okay, fine.
Who was the dude in the pants, that dude?
He looks like a manager. Like
who was that dude swinging at a Kansas player? Right?
Man, that guy was coming
who's
in hot.
Who's he swinging at?
D'Souza, it looks like.
That was like that dude.
Yeah, yeah. Give him a raise.
Give him a raise. What kind of punishments, Commissioner? Now this will be decided by the conference.
Yeah.
Not by the NCAA. So, and they don't want to mess with Kansas, let's be honest.
Right.
No one wants to mess with Kansas. Dirtiest blue blood. I say that. They're all dirty. Right? So, but it is, Kansas is great, right? Kansas is like, they got everything going on there. Yeah. They got fights.
Top three
countries. They got everything. They got everything.
FBI.
Got FBI. Adidas. They got everything involved there in Kansas, and yet they're Kansas. So, good for them.
Yeah.
I can't help but think this is all Les Miles' fault somehow. Like, ever since, you know, chaos has just started to show up ever since he has.
Commissioner Martin, what are you handing out for penalties?
Well, seeing as how, like, everybody was involved, like, it'd be hard for me to, like...
Well, D'Souza, let's do him.
Okay, so...
He taunted, and he hefted the stool.
All right, well, so James Wiseman got 12 games.
Right. I said give him the Wiseman.
Give him the Wiseman?
Give him the Wiseman.
He's not getting the Wiseman.
Five?
I was going to say six. Six feels like the
give
right
him half
number.
A Wiseman.
Give him half a Wiseman. Because there was no money that changed. Well, there was, actually.
That was last year, John.
That was last year. You're talking about separate incidents.
Are we allowed to take that into account? We might have to give him 18. We might have to give him 18 games.
Well, he did have some time served. Does he get credit?
No, you're right. No, he did serve. I'll say 6 games.
All right. Is this good for Memphis? Because Tennessee can go in there and maybe get the upset win now.
I mean, it could be good for Memphis. It's good for Memphis as long as Tennessee remains a quad one team, you know, or that remains a quad one win. Which it would be.
It will help them be a quad one win by winning at Kansas.
So in a way, yes, in a roundabout way, it definitely does help Memphis. I'm not holding my breath on Tennessee. I'm not really holding my breath on any of the teams that Memphis has right now as a quad one wins, whether that's Tennessee or NC State. You know, I'm not holding my breath. I just don't. It's so close on both of them. You know, NC State, they may. Who knows? It changes. Some mornings you look up and they're in the top 50. Some mornings they're not. You know. So I'm not holding my breath on that. But, yes, it definitely would help Memphis if Tennessee were able to beat Kansas.
All right, moving on from the fight. What do you expect?
Do we have to?
Memphis-Tulsa.
Hopefully they'll fight. I hope they get into a fight.
No. Can't lose any more players, man.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you
can't lose any more players. You got to see this.
Well,
is,
you can lose a couple.
you want Isaiah Maurice?
Yeah, if you lose the Wrightwoods, if you lose the Wrightwoods,
and then you want Jaden to go to the rescue, swinging a stool.
I mean, you got to be loyal to your team, man.
Right.
You got to stand up for your team.
Jaden's the kind of guy who would stand up for Lance and Isaiah.
It'd be great if Penny was forced to shorten his rotation because of the fight. And the AAC suspends those three for the rest of the season.
I don't know that those three are the ones getting in the fight.
No, you're right. No, I mean, Tulsa is I don't think Tulsa is very good. I think Memphis is a good team, and so I expect the better team to win tonight.
Didn't Tulsa
beat them last year? Yes.
And that zone gave them fits last year.
Yeah, but they didn't have,
they didn't have the shooters.
They didn't have Boogie Ellis.
Good point. They didn't have Boogie Ellis. I was at that game last year, and the zone absolutely, like, they scored, 2 points in the first half of the first half or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
no, it is vaunted. It's like, it's like the steel curtain.
It is vaunted.
Man.
It is like the steel curtain. It is very much like the steel curtain.
No, I mean, I think Memphis is going to be fine. I'm not worried about Tulsa in this league season. I'm worried about Houston now. That's why I got my
sights on. So you think Memphis will be fine? You think Memphis wins tonight?
If they lose, I mean, it's not good. If they lose, you cannot lose in this league.
Everybody does, though.
I know they do,
but you're not allowed the same. You don't have the same. You don't have the same grace.
Memphis will fall out of the top 25 if they lose this game. You have to think.
Okay. I was listening to your show yesterday.
Thank you.
And
because our ratings are plummeting, and so we need every bit.
Right. Your ratings are typically sky high, and I was listening to the show yesterday, and you all were talking, basically, you had Greg Brown and Jalen Green suiting up, and you're already trotting out your lineups with Greg Brown. You have Greg Brown starting with DJ and Malcolm, and then you have Jalen starting with A-Lo.
Yeah.
Right. And then so you were moving Lester to the bench. He was going to come in as your super sub. And you had quite the team assembled.
Thank you.
As if it were going to happen. Right now, I'm not going to do percentages because that is
2013.
So 2013. Right now, though, here's the truth. I want to tear it off. If I were to say I will give you $1,000 if you can tell me if Greg Brown will be a Tiger, yes or no, and you'd be right, I'll give it to you if you're right.
Yeah, okay.
And the same thing with Jalen Green, I'll give it to you if you're right.
So that's $2,000.
That's $2,000. You would say no to both.
I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they would not be.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd say they would be.
Really?
Yeah. Today? Yeah, I'd say they would be.
Right now, if you were predicting,
mm-hmm.
knowing everything you know,
yeah.
about whatever changes might come,
yeah.
you think they're...
I can't worry about what changes may come.
No, no, but you're building in everything in terms of you think, you believe right now they will be, not as of now you believe, that right now you believe they will be Tigers.
Well, now you know that's not fair in recruiting. You know that. You know that.
I'm just saying right now, I don't think I would bet no.
Well, I would bet yes. I'm not saying I would bet my mortgage on it, but I'm saying
you're betting with the
$2,000. Well, yeah, I guess I would say
That's bigger than your mortgage, isn't it?
Yeah. So
you don't have a $2,000 mortgage.
No, I don't have.
We were discussing housing with you just last night.
So I would say, if certain things could change, certain things could happen, which would impact obviously that their recruitments. You know what I'm saying? But I'll still stick with it. I think Memphis is the leader for both of them right now.
Okay.
Jeff. Thanks, man.
Moving on to Ja. You want to comment on my socks? That's a bad look, isn't it?
Yeah, those are pretty dingy, man.
No, it's not. You're not supposed to wear white socks with shoes like that.
Oh, I think I'm wearing white socks.
Are you?
Yeah, but I'm wearing Pumas. You know, that's the wave.
Maybe you do it to be cool. I do it to be a dork. Like, it's different. When I do it, it's a dork.
You don't do it to be a dork. You just do it to leave the house.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I was just like...
Well, I'm leaving the house.
Trying to leave the house, and my feet were cold.
Yeah, you don't own a cool pair of socks.
That is true.
You know, you have like the tube socks that are all white, Hanes socks.
I basically have Hanes socks.
Yeah, and that's okay. You're not supposed. You're really.
How do I know socks are Puma socks anyway?
Well, like they say Puma on them.
Low enough that I can see it.
Oh yeah.
Where? Let me see. Oh. No, I can't see the Puma.
These are ankle socks.
I know. I can't see. I'm saying I can't see the Puma.
I know, but you know they are though. You know they are.
And I don't know. Like if you told me, you walk around with signs saying I got Puma socks.
And I have some Stan socks, Space Jam version. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you're at your age, you're not supposed to have socks.
What are you watching? Grizzlies, cool. Tigers, Zion.
All three. Is that available?
It's available with the technology.
Gee, what is this? 1965.
What are you most intrigued by?
I'm not intrigued by the Tigers Tulsa game.
That's intriguing.
Yeah, I'm not intrigued by that.
As you point out, it's potentially perilous. It's important. Yes. It is the most important game.
Well, it's
the result of that game is more important to Memphians than either of the other two games.
It stinks because if you win, like nobody, this is going to be the collective reaction around the country. Well, Memphis won at Tulsa. If you lose, though, it's, three-alarm fire. You know what I mean? Like, if you lose against Tulsa, even though they are first place in the league, you're going to get killed for that. Even though they beat Houston there, get your pen out, write this down, you're still going to get panned for losing at Tulsa, and you're very likely going to get voted out of the top 25. So I'm not intrigued by that at all.
But it's the most important game.
It is an important game. It's an important game for Memphis' sort of tournament hopes and seeding hopes and things like that. I'm not intrigued by the Grizzlies versus the Celtics either, really, because the Grizzlies are probably just going to lose that game. So I'm not very intrigued by that.
You think they're just going to get blasted? Aren't you intrigued by whether they'll get blasted? Like, maybe they'll be able to take
on some level,
like, but it's attested against the Boston Celtics.
But again, like, this year...
It's a rough one.
It's just gravy. This whole year has just been gravy. So I love Ja. I love watching Ja. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm intrigued by that game. But I am intrigued by what we're going to see tonight. Against the San Antonio Spurs and the debut of Zion Williamson. I mean, this is the most anticipated debut in a long
time.
Since
you and Jason.
Yeah, and that was 4 years ago. I don't think that was very anticipated. I mean, that was like a big...
Oh, no. Yeah, you guys had a...
It was like when Isaiah Maurice takes a three.
You had some work to do.
Oh, God.
But then the three went in.
Yeah.
And it just kept going in.
It just kept going in. So, no, I mean, I would say the answer, if you'll allow me to watch all three, you know, if you'll allow me... I would say Zion.
All right, last question for you. How did you have the nerve, as consistently wrong as you were about the Tennessee Titans this year, and given the state of your own, pathetic state of your own football franchise, how did you have the nerve to come in and on Twitter and elsewhere here on the radio airwaves taunt Titans fans when they had a year that your Raiders could only dream of having?
No, that's not true.
And And when they proved you to be consistently wrong throughout the year, where do you find that kind of gall?
Well, first of all, I would say this. The Raiders have three championships.
They have three championships. Ancient freaking history.
You asked me 5 minutes
ago. Those are older than my socks.
You asked me.
Those championships are older than my socks.
Which of these three events am I going to be watching as if I couldn't stream one on my phone? Like, so that's the time period you are living in.
Yeah.
You know?
So, right. So you thought this was like, I think Kent Stabler would like just threw touchdown passes yesterday.
The Raiders are at their zenith.
Jim Otto was a great. Did you notice the way he sealed off the whatever?
And yeah. Dave Casper.
Dave Casper running through the secondary.
No.
I liked Phil Villapiano. He was my dude, and the stork. Ted Hendricks, baby, coming off the edge.
Now you are speaking my language, man. Ronnie Lott, you got to love it. I mean, those Jack Tatum. I mean, you were talking about the.
What's the corner's name? Lester
Hayes.
Lester Hayes,
Man.
Yeah,
but anyway, Fred Biletnikoff.
You weren't even alive.
No, but I'm a student of history. I have many books about those Raiders. I really do. I have lots of books about those.
Fred Biletnikoff, awesome.
But anyway, where do I find the gall? I mean, I think the better question is where do Memphians find the gall to root for that team? Where do they find that, and why? Why make that choice? You can choose any team in the league. There are 32 of them, 31 other teams.
Because it's Tennessee's team.
But.
It's got Tennessee right built in the title.
But when Kevin Byard, the safety, the all-pro safety for the Tennessee Titans, was asked, you know, why he wants to win the game, do you know what he said?
Why?
He said, I want to do it for the city. He didn't say, I want to do it for the state. He said, I want to do it for the city.
Right.
The Titans don't give a damn about Memphis.
No.
The organization doesn't give a damn about it. No. I mean, you know who they send to the caravan when it stops in Memphis?
Who do they send?
The practice squad punter. They just don't care.
They sent the practice squad.
No, I'm exaggerating, but like that's who gets to go. You know, that's who they send. And so I don't have gall.
I had young Peter on the other day because we were coming straight from the airport because that's the kind of dedication I have to do the last half hour of the show. Mm-hmm. And so he was in studio, and he didn't get it from his old man.
Yeah,
he's anti-Titan.
Well, he's on the right side. I mean, the kid is going to Duke, isn't he?
He is going Duke is Duke.
What did he get in his on his SAT Duke or ACT?
1580.
Out of what?
1600, I think.
Did he get disowned? Did he get disowned in the Caucus fan?
He left some room for improvement.
I said, what did you miss?
What did you miss?
That's what I said.
Dude, I've told the story on your show before, but when I took the ACT when I was a junior in high school, and I think the most you can get on that is a 36, I think, right?
That would be correct.
Yeah, 36. I made a 26, and you would have thought my mom won the lottery. Okay? Like, she woke me up.
I would have gotten you in there for tutoring, baby.
She woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning waving the test results like it was the proudest thing ever. It is a good score, relative to it.
Like, being
from Arkansas having access to
electricity. That whole SAT-ACT thing is a total scam.
Because
if you grew up in my family where I'm reading to you in the womb and then you get freaking tutoring on the SAT and ACT, it's not a level playing field.
Well, if Peter came home with a 26, you would say, you better find somewhere to sleep tonight because it ain't going to be in this house.
I wouldn't have said
that. It ain't going to be in this house.
I would have just wondered about his paternity. I would have ordered up some DNA testing at that point.
Your pillow will be an ACT tutoring book.
I would have had some, we would have had some DNA tests, some paternity testing there to see what else, maybe, you know, someone else was involved.
I will leave you with this. I wish desperately that the Packers would have won the NFC Championship game. Because
why?
Because I'm a whore for quarterback matchups. And that would have been just one of the all-time great Super Bowl quarterback matchups ever.
Except for he's no longer that great.
But, like, in this scenario, he got to the Super Bowl again. In this scenario, he was great against the 49ers in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, the only way they would have won that game in John's mind.
Oh, well, then I have a different one then. I have this one. Okay, I'm going to give you a different scenario, okay? Josh Allen is a great quarterback, and he made it to the Super Bowl.
No,
that would be great.
No, it's impossible.
No, just in this scenario, he's a great quarterback.
No,
this scenario, he's a great quarterback.
They couldn't even get past.
And he can throw the ball to the right wide receiver at the right moment.
So now we're comparing Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers?
No, I'm just giving you a scenario in which he is a great quarterback.
No, but he's.
We're allowed to fictionalize things for your scenarios.
So Aaron Rodgers is not a great quarterback.
He's not great any longer.
He is not the greatest Aaron Rodgers anymore, but he is still a great quarterback.
I didn't care about that game. I just wanted the Titans to lose. All right, get out of here. All right, get out of here. I got Chris Harrington coming up next. He's more important. Listen to Jason John from 11 until 2. If you're contemplating some changes to your life in this season, new year, decided it's time, Thomas White and Gill can handle all your family law needs. The website is memphisfamilylaw.com, and just go check them out. Memphisfamilylaw.com. I was approached, I've said this before, but I was approached by a national divorce law firm to do commercials. And I said, no. A, it's too sensitive. And B, it's, I wouldn't have used them. Like, so no, I'm not going to. But I met with Justin Thomas. I would have used him. I know others in the firm. I would have used them. And it's just a different, it's a male and female partners.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.